Taking Stock with Carol Masser and Michael McKee, on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app, free for iPhone and Android devices.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, Michael Shaul, he's Chairman Chief Executive Officer at Marketfield Asset Management. He was last month sensing some panic as stocks were selling off. So I'm curious, with market indices at record highs, Michael, do you feel like you got something wrong back in October?
No. I think we witnessed panic. I mean, panic by its nature is fairly fleeting.
So that's it? It's gone and it's done?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think like most people, I'd be more comfortable if we saw something of a retest. I don't think we'd have to go anywhere close to where we were a month ago. But I think most people would prefer to see the S&P go down before it went straight up. But you don't necessarily need to have a retest. I think that particular episode was really sparked around very specific fears that the U.S. would be importing weakness from the rest of the world.
And it doesn't help when Fed officials are saying we're a little worried about what's going on in Europe and the
impact. No, and the IMF jumped on. And you know, I always felt the key was we'd had a lot of good economic data over the summer. So we were fairly certain the U.S. economy went into that period, you know, in good shape. And the question, I think, was always going to be whether or not corporate earnings reflected the strength of economic data. Mm-hmm. And very straightforwardly, they did. This has been a solid earnings season. And you know, I think that, you know, basically what happened was enough companies came out with good enough earnings to get people back involved in this market. You know, I do think, having said that, that period of panic did uncover, I think, what I would call some structural weaknesses in a bunch of asset markets. I mean, most clearly, volatility selling has been rampant over the last 18 months or so, and you started to see some of the problems that causes. And, you know, our sense is, you know, although markets could be quite well behaved going forwards, maybe even through the end of the year and a little bit beyond that, you know, I think what we saw in October is probably a setup for a much more substantial period of volatility at some point in 2015.
Has the market priced in then for the idea of the Fed doing something? Because that seems to be the one thing out there that is the bogeyman a lot of people talk about. And at some point, they're going to change language in a statement, or Janet Yellen's going to drop a phrase into a speech that will suggest to everyone that a rate increase is getting imminent.
Yeah, I think you do have to be concerned of that. And of course, you know, given the sort of random fluctuations of data, the sense that the Fed was doing something followed by any kind of weakness anywhere will have people shouting about 1937 before you know it. In fact, I saw a headline today on Bloomberg already talking about 1937 ahead of time.
I think it's one of our most read stories, in fact.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, 37 was a really big deal, I'm told. I wasn't around at the time. I mean, one of the issues wasn't just tied to Fed policy, but also some really heavy labor legislation which favored unions. I don't think we're going to have that this time around. But look, I think that the way you did well this year was by ignoring economic strength and really maximizing your exposure to what I call the great income trade, which involved high quality bonds, but also equities that have a very high dividend component. You know, our sense is that's probably, in terms of the cycle, the wrong place to be. And I think the next period of volatility is going to be driven from people trying to exit the income trade. And that has the potential to be messy. I do think the Fed is likely to be a catalyst, but it's not the only potential catalyst.
So, Michael, I mean, there's messy and then there's messy. I mean, how messy?
Well,
What does it mean for investors?
I mean, what we just went through looked very similar to October 1997, which was the template we used going into it. And, you know, it was a pretty good one. I think the next one looks much more like the summer of 1998, you know, roughly twice as deep. And, you know, whereas this one was 3 days or 6 days, you know, in 1998 was more like 3 months. So, you know, a period of sustained volatility that really, you know, I think, you know, can be troublesome. I don't think it would be the end of the equity bull market. But, you know, 1998 was the end of a few fairly high profile careers.
Well, did Mario Draghi today put a floor or a cap on that possibility for a while? He seemed to go out of his way to tell the markets that they are going to be adding a lot more.
Well, I think he'd like to. You know, Europe's a very strange place, and the ECB is a very strange institution. I think when whoever's running the Fed or the Bank of Japan jumps up and says, I'm going to do something, markets tend to straightforwardly listen. When the head of the ECB does, it's a little bit like European foreign policy. You know, they're very good at talking about it, and not terribly good about implementing it unless there's a genuine crisis on their doorstep. So I think the ECB would respond to a period of sustained volatility in European financial markets. But you'd have to go through it before you really got the response. They're not very good at responding in times of calm.
But does that affect markets in the United States in the same way people said the Fed was affecting markets around the world?
No, I think markets price in a fairly ineffective ECB. I think people would like to see something better than that. But, you know, nobody I speak to says, hey, great, the ECB is about to do something really very radical. I think it would come as a pleasant surprise. You know, having said that, I don't think Europe really suffers from a liquidity drought because I think there's enough money globally to go around.
Hey, listen, just got 20 seconds here. So what's your strategy right now?
You know, I think that you want to participate sensibly in, you know, still what's quite a benign bull market. I think at the same time, I think it is time to start exiting anything to do with income. I think it's time to calmly start cutting back on positions, which is very counterintuitive. It's very much counter to what's actually worked so far this year. But I think this is your window to do something about it.
I'm going to leave it there. Hey, Michael, thank you so much. Michael Shaul, he's Chairman, Chief Executive Officer at Marketfield Asset Management. You're listening to Taking Stock, and this is Bloomberg Radio.
Taking Stock, weekdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 a.m. and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2014 Bloomberg LP.